Rusty Quill presents.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey guys, I only want to plug one thing this time, and that is Postcards. If you are listening to this on the main feed on release day, today, November 30th, then it is the final day that you can sign up for the December holiday postcard. By becoming a $15 patron at patreon.com/woe_begone, where in addition to ad-free access to early access episodes, access, instrumentals, soundtrack albums, Q&As, director's commentaries, movies with Michael, and more, you will get a monthly postcard with a handwritten note from a character that tells part of a larger story. October's postcard was about a Halloween prank gone wrong. November's postcard was about Marissa's birthday party, and December's postcard will have a special holiday twist. So sign up at the $15 level at patreon.com/woe_begone by the end of the month so you don't miss the holiday postcard. Special thanks to my 10 newest patrons, Jennifer Toner, Floral Botanist, Amelie Gilmore, Heather, Moss, Bertobiter, Mikey Mike and the Funky Bunch, Alex, Juniper from the Garage, and Count Grabeau for supporting the show. Enjoy. Warning. This episode contains a loud noise, the timestamp for which is in the description.
This is a mighty fine weapon, August. Thanks for the firepower.
Anytime. And please, call me Sly. That's the trusty Mossberg 500 you're holding there. It'll get you out of a pinch, no problem. Got us out of the Flinchide compound in mostly one piece. I think it can handle Ed Man and M Dog. You can keep that in if you want.
Really? That's too kind of you, Sly.
Ain't nothing. Michael here duplicated it, so we got as many as we need. You boys got your pistols ready?
Yep. Yes.
Always good to diversify. Short range, medium range, long range. Tank.
Everything all right over there, Mikey boy?
Everything's fine, but I'm ready to get this over with.
You want to head back to the tank, maybe, and wait this out with Marissa?
No, I don't. Then you best be bucking up, soldier.
Oh, I like this one, Big Bear.
I'm rubbing off on MW.
You want to come out to the ranch and ride some horses? Shoot the shit sometime, MW?
I reckon I would.
Matt and Mikey, you're free to tag along too. You know, Mikey, I ain't talked to you in a dog's age.
I think I'll sit this one out.
Count me in, Sly.
Say, Matt, you've been keeping an eye on these two fellers, right? Ed Dog and Ed Man and M Dog. What should we be expecting? Are we walking into a gunfight or a negotiation?
I'm not sure what to expect. They try extremely hard to give off the impression that they're laid back and relaxed. Their Instagram makes it seem like they've gone full parrot head, or whatever the version of a parrot head is, where it goes all the way around from being ironic back to being sincere again, and without listening to Jimmy Buffett, calling themselves Ed Man and M Dog, wearing Hawaiian shirts the whole nine yards. Just Ed Man and M Dog, kicking back and relaxing in style in Vancouver. Ed Man and M Dog. Ed Man and M Dog.
Please stop saying Ed Man and M Dog.
What's wrong, M Dog?
Do not call me that.
Mikey hates it.
Is that true, M Dog?
Matt, you don't have to give them more ammunition than they already clearly have.
M Dog ain't that bad a nickname, Mikey. It ain't too far off from MW here, and that's a fine name. Ain't that right, MW?
Don't bother me none.
So, it seems like smooth sailing for Ed Man and M Dog. Everything appears to be on the level. Too on the level, if you ask me. They write in their Instagram descriptions about how they're making up for lost time and all that, but it all feels too precious. It's too much. It feels like they're establishing alibis for something. They're always going to events and small business grand openings. Anything that they can take a picture in front of that establishes exactly where and when they were. What the alibis are for, I have no idea.
Could be alibis for hunting down our escapees.
Not that an alibi means shit when you can travel through time anyways. They shouldn't be able to time travel. As far as we know, they don't have calculators or access to Over or to anyone else with technology.
It don't all add up. We ain't privy to some of the story here, which is why we ain't consolidating them with MW here. Something's fishy.
That might actually be the fish. We're in Kitsilano, which is right on the bay.
Remind me to put going fishing on our to-do list. Assuming that things don't take a turn out here, I mean.
I haven't been fishing in ages. Maybe since we went fishing at Glacier, Mikey?
You been to Glacier? I live out that way.
No kidding. Small world.
Can we focus, please? We need to be prepared, because we don't know how this is going to go in there.
We are burning daylight out here, and I'm excited to meet Edman and M-Dog face to face.
Then you want to do the honors and ring that there doorbell for us, Matt?
You got it, Michael.
remember, be cordial. We don't know what we're walking into. They might just roll over and give us everything that we want with no fight. We just don't know.
Hey, I'm cool as a cucumber, pal.
You always are, Badger.
I am when you're around, Big Bear.
Badger?
Big Bear.
Cute. I'm optimistic. Maybe Edman and M-Dog truly are just some super chill guys, living the good life and luxury out here in Kits. Though that doesn't sound like any Mike Walters that I've ever met. Oh, maybe they went to therapy.
Hi, Edgar.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Mikey Bear, and Michael the Cowboy, and Matt, and, well, the whole army's here. To what do I owe the visit?
Howdy, Edman. Nice to see you. This here's August. I don't believe you two have been acquainted.
Howdy, Edgar.
Nice to meet you, August. Oh, wow, that is one firm handshake you've got there, cowboy.
I thought he was going to tear my arm off when I met him this morning.
And you can call me Edman. I'd prefer it, actually.
Likewise, you can call me Sly.
Wonderful. I love meeting new people, especially people important to Mikey Bear. And I suppose that you are here to kill us? Or maybe just me? The shotguns tipped me off that something might be awry.
We're trying to avoid using them if at all possible, Edman.
I appreciate that. And I would believe you if you hadn't also parked a tank on my lawn with its gun pointed directly at us. We have neighbors, you know. They can see that.
Marissa is waiting for us out there in the tank. We give the word, she opens fire. We don't check in after 2 hours. She opens fire. She receives a correction from base. She opens fire. You get the idea.
Sorry to mess up your lawn, Edman. I'm sure the HOA's gonna be breathing down your neck.
HOAs aren't as much of a thing up here, actually, I don't think. Unless you live in a strata, I guess. A strata is just what people around here call a condo. Everything here is a little bit different, and sometimes it feels like it is just for the sake of being different.
M-Dog and I are still learning the language. Would you like to come in? I'm getting cold standing in the doorway.
If you don't mind, Edman, not surprised you're cold. Tis a bit nipply out here to be wearing a Hawaiian shirt. It's a nice shirt, though. I don't think I've ever seen a Hawaiian shirt with dinosaurs on it.
Oh, thank you, Sly. It's cold out, but the Hawaiian shirt is a necessity. Think of it like your cowboy hat, Michael.
Now you're speaking my language, Edman.
Then come inside. I don't suppose that I can convince you all to take your shoes off in the doorway?
No, sir.
Thought that I would ask anyway. M-Dog, Base Army is here to kill us. Put on the coffee if you don't mind.
Sure thing, babe. How many are there?
5.
6 if you count Marissa.
Does Marissa want coffee? I can't imagine that there's heat in that thing. She must be getting cold. You could bring some out to her.
She'll be fine.
All right, if you say so. Please, have a seat anywhere. M-Dog chided me for throwing away my money when I splurged on this big old modular couch because we hardly ever have anyone over, but it's finally coming in handy. I keep telling him that we should have a game night, get to know the neighbors, but he says no one would want to play Scythe with us.
Even I don't want to play Scythe with us, Panther. I've played twice and I don't think I know the rules. We are not subjecting company to that.
I know how to play Scythe.
And you live in town. You should come over for game night sometime. All the more reason not to kill us.
Babe, you didn't tell me that there's a new cowboy Mike.
I didn't know. The middle Mike, you mean?
Yeah, babe, that's not Mike from Latvia base. He's not old enough. That Mike's from our time, if I were to guess.
You can call me M.W., thank you very kindly.
M.W.
Well, nice to meet you, M.W. What happened to Mike? You don't need to know what happened to Mike. But MW is part of why we're here. As I presume you know, there was an incident wherein several different iterations of Overmike and Ovedgar fled from Over and out into the world. After dealing with the iteration that was the source of the issue, we underwent a cleanup effort to minimize the damage, which resulted in the consolidation of those iterations back into one Mike, MW.
MW.
I'm starting to understand. You are here with an ultimatum. You've consolidated all of these Mikeys into MW. Now you're here with your shotguns to tell M-Dog to consolidate with MW, or we get blown to bits by August here. And if we try anything funny, or get the slip on you, Marissa has orders to blow the whole place up and start over again.
You really can just call me Sly.
So, MW, if you're every escaped Mikey consolidated into one person, what'd they do with the Edgar iterations? How we cleaned that mess up is not why we're here.
I assure you, we ain't here to consolidate no one, Edman.
Michael's right about this. Simply put, we don't know what your deal is. Who are you? And most importantly, did you and M-Dog escape over the night that the rest of the iterations did? How did you end up here?
Well, we left over, obviously.
But you aren't in the security logs with the rest of the iterations.
That seems quite suspicious.
Now, Edman, I can't say I'm very fond of this method of answering questions.
That's not the only suspicious thing. I've been following your Instagram for weeks, and you've been up to something since you've been in Vancouver. You're popping up all over town, all of the time. It looks like you're trying to set up an alibi.
Matt, an alibi for what?
We're just making up for lost time. You can read all about it on our Instagram.
Okay, fair point. All of that is circumstantial. I can't deny that. But you've been up to something out here in Kitts. When you were being men about town, I mean. I've been driving by this house every night for a couple of weeks at this point, and the laid-back island lifestyle demeanor seems to vanish when the sun goes down.
What? Matt, when did you...
Told you so, Bear. That was Matt who was staking out our house.
We did not tell him to do that. See, in a vacuum, I would have thought that it was Matt, too. He lives here in Vancouver, and it was only a matter of time before he started becoming more and more involved with base. But then I saw the white van, and that's why I told you that I thought that it was Marissa. It reminded me of that white van that she supplied for us the night that we went on that early base mission. You know, like before there even was an overmic. So, of course, at the end of that mission, we had to blow that van up. But she didn't seem to have any difficulty supplying the first one, so I thought she just got another.
I don't drive a white van, M-Dog. I drive a beat-up red pickup truck. Whoever you saw wasn't me.
Well, Matt, maybe you ain't that bad a spy after all, seeing as how you didn't get caught.
And the bad news for y'all is, looks like someone else is watching you.
Oh, that's much more concerning than Matt peeking in our windows. I don't enjoy being spied on by base, but now I'm worried that someone who knows what they're doing has their eyes on us. I don't think we've run afoul of Over, or the Flinchites, or the Arbiters, or anyone of that caliber, though.
No offense taken, Edman.
Don't underestimate the organization with a tank pointed at your door. I've killed enough Mikeys to say for certain that if I wanted you dead, you'd be dead.
Whoa there, simmer down, Big Bear. It's not worth getting heated over. Mikey, you got some questions for him, I believe.
Yes, and since we clearly pose no threat, you should have no trouble answering, right? Regarding the escapees, the Mikes and Edgars that fled over on that night... Many of them were killed after the escape. Were you involved in any of these killings?
No, we weren't.
Of course we weren't. And you would tell me the truth if you were involved.
I'd like to think so, yes. But that is neither here nor there because we were not involved.
Mikey, what would our motive even be?
Can't say what the motive would be. We just don't know enough. But what do you say, Mikey? MW, you believe these guys?
I think so. M-Dog's right that we don't have a motive. And I can usually tell when Panther's lying. And I can always tell when one of the Mikes is lying. Yeah, when a Mike's lying, he always makes that face. Y'all know the one. Yeah, it's like a... just like that. That face. That's the lying face. It's like a tiny bit of conscience poking out from under the surface for a second.
Hey, I know that face. Big Bear, we gotta have us a talk later about whether that garbage man really missed our house that one time, or if you forgot to take the garbage can to the end of the driveway.
Trouble in paradise.
Now, this ain't about me and my ugly lion mug. Edman, M-Dog, if it ain't you out there picking off Mikey's and Edgar's, then we're still trying to put together who is. Y'all could be in danger, and so could we. Besides, y'all, we only got one lead to go on. Have you two seen any folks lurking around any following you? Or maybe they're always just where you happen to be at. anything like that.
Mikey Bear, you're going to need to be much more specific.
Unfortunately, that's all we know. I saw him once in the dark, and that's about it. Don't know nothing else, except they seem to coincide with the premature death of the escapees. The Edgars of the group, more often than not.
They could all be in danger, Edman and M-Dog, but I think that me and the two of you are definitely in danger.
Then I wish we could be more helpful. Do you have any leads on tracking them down?
We don't have a lead, but we have Cole. Cole's a close friend of Chance's that owes us some favors after we bailed him out of a bad situation. He's much more technically proficient with the over-technology, so we're having him dig up as much as he can. Unfortunately, we don't have anything to link these two mysterious figures to the rest of the puzzle, so there's only so much work that he can do until we find some more clues.
Are you seriously saying that you don't know anything? Anything at all?
We have no reason to lie to you.
If you're not lying, then you're definitely doing something lying adjacent.
Matt, what are you accusing us of? What are you talking about?
I've seen the two of you when you thought that no one else was watching. It's all smiles and the perfect marriage and all of that bullshit while you're talking to us. But when the sun goes down and it's just the two of you, it's all black turtlenecks and camo toques and moving mysterious boxes into the back of the U-Haul. Heavy boxes, too. Enough that it takes both of you to get them on the truck.
I believe it's pronounced took, actually.
That's none of your business.
Matt, we loaded that stuff up inside of our fenced-in backyard. Our backyard isn't visible from the road.
Which is why I had to hide in your bushes. Don't try to shift the accusations onto me. I was keeping an eye on the two of you, and that night was proof that I was right to do so. What was in the boxes?
You fellas want to explain yourselves?
We don't need to explain ourselves. None of that is your business. You're Mike and Edgar. Everything you do is our business.
Oh, we're the same person now. Now that it's convenient.
Edgar. Edman. All of these Mikes and Edgars out in the wild are going to get us killed. What you do out here propagates towards the rest of us, and there's no one out here to oversee it. Your outcomes are my outcomes. So, yeah, I guess that we are the same person in this case.
Sit down, both of you.
Or what, August? You're gonna shoot me?
I'm gonna clobber you with the butt of my shotgun. Sit. Now, we ain't getting anywhere by throwing around accusations. So let's take it easy. Edman and M-Dog, would you care to explain what Matt saw?
Gladly. We were downsizing. Edgar had too much crap in the house, and we had two junk rooms, which is at least one too many, one of which was full of airport thriller Rafael Muslani trash that neither of us was ever going to read.
If you read between the lines, Rafael Muslani has some really interesting things to say.
Yeah, I liked Salesmen and True Believers.
Salesmen and True Believers, the TV show? I don't even know it was a book.
But I got tired of waiting for Edman to read those lines, much less between them, and I wanted to turn it into a music room.
Just as soon as you can find your guitar.
I think you're hiding it from me. Long story short, we moved some heavy boxes full of books into a storage facility. There you go, a tale so thrilling that it could be in a Rafael Muslani novel.
Maybe if the books were abducted by aliens.
Okay, so there's a storage facility. Can you take us to the storage facility? What an enormous waste of time for all of us.
Marissa's got a calculator in the tank. We could pop over there and pop right back if it would calm everyone down. Edman, M-Dog?
Personally, I would feel better about this whole thing if we did.
I don't want you going in there. There's private belongings in there.
You have to understand that your reticence gives us all the more reason to check it out. And you have to understand that you're wasting your time as well as ours. You're picking a fight over nothing, and you're frankly losing the plot here. So let's take a step back. Matt?
Everyone get down.
What? Oh my god.
Down. Holy shit. Matt. Am I dead?
You ain't dead, Mikey. Might be easier if you were. Because if we ain't dead, that means we got trouble to deal with.
Everyone okay? MW?
I'm fine.
Edman?
I'm okay.
M-Dog?
Me too. I don't think it hit the house.
Y'all stay put. Matt, grab your shotgun and follow my lead. We'll assess the damage and report back.
I'll tag along too, Badger.
You sure, Big Bear? Could get Western out there.
I'll have you know that Western's my middle name, Badger.
Michael Western Walters?
MWW for short. Let's move out, men.
10-4.
10-4.
MW, you tend to the herd while we're gone.
Can do, Michael.
All right, let's go.
I want a cool code name like Badger or Big Bear.
How about Possum?
I don't know about that.
Let's see how you like it after we break it in. Let's get a move on, Possum. Lock and load, Possum.
That sound was definitely Marissa firing the tank, right?
Michael's not here right now. You don't have to do the cowboy voice.
Maybe I just like doing it, Mikey. You ever think of that?
Well, your brain is melted from doing all those consolidations. But yes, that was the tank firing.
Well, it didn't hit the house. Do you think that Marissa was shooting at us and missed?
Babe, this is Marissa we're talking about. Marissa doesn't miss. She hit me in the dark from a mile away when she thought I was the bear. Plus, it ain't possible to miss a house from point blank with a tank. Whatever she was actually aiming at just got blown to smithereens. I'm just worried she found something else to shoot at. So, now, all we can do is hunker down and wait for the three of them to return, like Michael said.
So August is a badger, huh?
I told Michael not to bring him.
No, it's fine. Don't say that on my behalf, Mikey. I'm happy for him. He doesn't have an Edgar, and he needs someone to support him. Someone besides other iterations of himself. I saw how he looked over at August for encouragement every time he had something to say. It was sweet. I know that look. Right, M-Dog?
You mean this one, Panther?
That one.
That's mighty understanding of you. If it were me, I don't know. I think I'd get jealous or angry or ill at ease.
I'm not any of those things. I have Mikey Bear. We have this beautiful house and this wonderful life together. We have 8 years to love one another. Michael needs someone to snuggle up to and call him Mikey Bear and have his back when he's in trouble and to be the brains of the operation when necessary.
August calls him Big Bear, actually, not Mikey Bear.
August even wrote him a little song about it. You heard it, Mikey?
He's already shown you the song?
Man, he's shown it to everyone. Boris has an MP3 of it.
We can't be outdone by the cowboy. I've got to write you a song, Panther.
With the missing guitar?
It's around here somewhere.
Howdy, y'all.
We have returned.
Returned alive, and I didn't hear any gunfire.
No gunfire necessary.
What's happening out there?
Well, there's a smoking crater across the road from you now, and by the looks of it, there used to be a white van parked there. Now it's just scrap metal.
You thinking Marissa took out our suspects?
Unclear. Marissa was not available for comment.
The other thing that we noticed is that the tank is no longer in the yard.
So Marissa drove it off?
No more tread marks than the ones that we made coming in.
She's vanished.
I already called base. She ain't there. She won't answer her phone. Someone took her.
And the tank.
And one of our calculators.
And we don't know how to track her down.
Worse, we don't know how to track her down. But unfortunately, I know someone who does.
This has been Woebegone. The voice of Matt was Jamie Petronas. Check out his podcast, The Cellar Letters. The voice of Edgar was Jeremy Infinger. Check out his podcast, The Storage Papers. And the voice of Sylvester August Baxter was Harlan Guthrie. Check out his podcast, Malevolent. All four of us have been announced as guest writers on the side quill to the Magnus Archives, the Magnus Protocols. Consider helping that get made by donating to the Kickstarter, link in description.
M-Dog, Ed-Dog, and M-Dog.
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 M-Dog. M-Dog.
M-Dog.
M-Dog.
M-Dog.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.